It's All Things Considered on WFAE. I'm Nick Delacanal. So here's a question. What do you imagine when you think of a quintessential Southern breakfast? Maybe a plate of eggs, bacon, grits and a biscuit? Well, in one small town outside of Charlotte, that plate might also include liver mush. Yes, that's the sound of the unusual breakfast meat sizzling in my kitchen. The name might not sound appetizing, but in Shelby, liver mush is a celebrated dish with an annual festival, which takes place this Saturday. We've got a couple questions for Emily Epley. She's the tourism director for Cleveland County. Emily, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here, Nick.
So refresh us. What exactly is liver mush?
A tasty breakfast treat. Not to be limited to breakfast. It is a Southern pork product. It is typically eaten for breakfast and lunch. The primary ingredient is liver, but it's also other, typically from the head meats, and then there's seasonings and cornmeal.
And I imagine to some people, it might not sound that appealing, but like give us the sell. For people who love it, what is there to love?
For me, I like to put it with a nice fried egg on a warm, fresh baked biscuit. You could add some mustard or you could add like some apple butter to it. There are a lot of creative ways to enjoy it.
So I've also learned that liver mush is not the same as liver pudding.
Correct.
It's a little coarser and it doesn't contain flour. And at the urging of my colleagues in the newsroom, I prepared some liver mush to try for the first time today. I grew up in Charlotte, but I don't think I've ever tried it before. So at your recommendation, I cooked some in a cast iron skillet and I paired it with a biscuit and some blackberry jam here.
Ooh.
And, you know, when I told you that I was going to try this for the first time during this interview, you said you were a little nervous. Why nervous?
It's one of those things that some people won't even try. I laugh because you couldn't have picked a less appealing name for a food item. But I'm a believer that you have to try something before you can say you don't like it or that you are sure it's fabulous.
Okay, well, I didn't even sneak a taste, so this can be a real first impression.
All
so
right.
Let's give it a go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it tastes kind of a little bit like a country sausage.
Okay.
I'm definitely kind of getting the coarse texture. I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
I don't think you needed to be nervous. Okay, so as we said, the town of Shelby is hosting its annual Liver Mush Festival this weekend. You'll have a liver mush eating contest, a pet costume contest, and tell me about this. There will also be a liver mush cook-off. How does that work?
Yes, so the cook-off is two local chefs. They are going to go face-to-face, and then there's a panel of local judges who will decide who the winner is, and they get big prize money, and they get big bragging rights.
What is it about liver mush that has such a hold on the town of Shelby and brings its residents so much joy?
Gosh, that's such a great question. It's kind of a festival about our heritage. We were an agrarian society in the early days, and people raised their food and they made the most out of everything. People worked in the mills and they took liver mush with them to eat cold on a sandwich on their quick breaks over, you know, their work in the textile mills. When you come to this festival, you're celebrating all that has been before you that has brought us to this point. And it's just a great opportunity to share that with many others while we also are celebrating it.
All right. Well, I'm going to finish my plate here. Emily Epley is the tourism director for Cleveland County, where this weekend's Liver Mush Festival takes place in Shelby on Saturday. Emily, thank you so much.
My pleasure.